The Lord bless you. It is Wednesday, April the 15th, 2015 at 5:33 a.m. And this is a redo of something that I posted yesterday. And the title of this message is We Are on the Verge of War and Forgiveness Comes Before Intimacy. Tonight the Lord was wearing navy blue. And as the night wore on and we were dancing, I saw he was wearing a military uniform with all kinds of bars and colors, and I heard the word commander. But I noticed I was having problems concentrating, and I began to sense that I had some unfinished issues that needed to be looked at. The Lord let us know immediately that our attitude about a domestic situation was not pleasing to him. And we soon realized that we were under correction because of an elderly, homeless widow with four little dogs who we had put up in the front house of the property we caretake. She's a very charming lady but has problems keeping up with house cleaning. And many times we've helped her, but for days afterwards we're always sick. It's just too strenuous for us. The owners of the property said they wanted to do something with the house she's in, but they haven't gotten back to us since they mentioned it probably a month ago, so maybe they changed their mind. So I kind of hit the panic button without getting a really clear answer from the Lord when I asked him about what we should do. And I realized sometimes he doesn't give us a clear direction on what to do because he wants to see where our hearts are at. So he watches us to see what we'll do. But I tend to get compulsive about cleaning, and the situation in the front house needed to be addressed, or so I thought. But over those 4 years, I have built up a resentment and anger that I have never dealt with until this came up. So I asked the Lord, I'd like to forgive her, Lord. I've made an act of the will, but I feel hatred in my heart. I don't want it, but I can sure feel it. What do I do? He said, just understand that you can't have bitterness or unforgiveness in your heart and expect to hear me clearly at the same time. And do pass that on. There are those on your channel who have not forgiven themselves or others, and I deliberately had you do a forgiveness meditation for them so that they would be free and clear to hear from me. But some have not done this, and I'm calling my brides to be clean before me. You cannot be clean before me unless you've truly forgiven those who've sinned against you. That includes sins against yourself. So you see, there was a very good reason I allowed you to get hung up where you did on the message. Look at her as one who is in dire need of love and respect, not for what she deserves, but for me. I have no one else to care for her and love her, Claire. Can't you make an exception in your heart? I went for a daily bread reading in my little custom card file and received, if you hold unforgiveness in your heart, you have drunk a chalice of poison, and the other person will not be the one to die. So after a lot of prayer with Ezekiel, I got to the point where I could forgive her and leave it alone. But I'm still waiting on the Lord's wisdom as to what to do. Jesus said, thank you, Claire. That's the right thing to do. You will see the wisdom in letting it go. I have covered for you, and I will continue to cover for you. Thank you, my bride. I know you're hurting. I know you're frustrated. But what is the price tag on a soul? At the right time, this situation will turn around, and then I can step in with love and forgiveness, and she may very well give her heart to me. At least you've done all I've asked you to do. I couldn't ask for more. I again went to my little holy card file and pulled this card. Forgive anyone against which you have a grievance. Great. Where the Lord was definitely confirming it. God help me. I have this feeling mastered now, but when the devil shoves it in my face again, will I be strong enough? Oh, Lord, please help me. I always do. Was there anything else, Lord? Don't you think that's quite enough? Truthfully, no. I want to hear all about why you were wearing navy blue. You were on the brink of war. I came to you tonight in the military attire because that's where I am right now. Tonight he was wearing navy blue, and as the night wore on and we were dancing, I saw he was wearing a military outfit with all kinds of bars of colors, and I heard the word commander. You did seem rather solemn, Lord. Yes, I have a lot on my mind. This is a place of extreme pain for me. It was nice to be comforted by you, though. I know things are growing more tense and intense around you. I need you all to hold on and continue to pray for the world and offer the sufferings you are enduring as a fast offering to bring more souls to me before the situation becomes impossible. That is, before the unrepentant souls die in the war. This Cold War is coming to a head. The parts are all scripted. One by one, they come into play. The players appointed by destiny. Obama, the man of sin, stands in the central position. Scripting for him was done eons ago. Each player has their role and their orders. All that remains now is the commencement, and at the proper time, the signal will be given. How lucrative this war will be for Satan. This is precisely why I've been hoping to hold it off. But time has reached its fullness, and it will begin any day now. Never in the history of mankind has such atrocity been planned and executed. Never in the history of the world will it occur again. This is the appointed time for the cleansing of the earth from all filth and disease, brought to its fullness by the demonic powers that be, with the full cooperation of man in his greed. What will transpire is the decimation of millions of souls. For some there is nowhere to go but hell. For others they shall be saved as going through a fire. My bride will not see any of this. She's been brought to a place of sensitivity because of her union with me. That precludes her being exposed to such horrors as will come upon mankind. But Lord, will she not be here for the nuclear strike? My love, this is only the beginning of woes, only the beginning. Wave upon wave of disaster will befall the earth. Nuclear annihilation is but one in the series of scores of catastrophes and judgments. I want you to be well aware of what is about to transpire in these coming days. Eye has not seen and ear has not heard what the wickedness of man has brought upon itself. I would really like to understand, Lord, but if this knowledge is not for me, so be it. I was really, curious about the events and so on. My little one, my very, very, very little one, it is not essential to the salvation of souls. I would rather you focus on the hearts of the flock I have brought into this fold. They are my bride, Claire, and how they yearn for me. It brings tears to my eyes when I read their comments, which are only the tip of the iceberg of their sorrow and longing for me. As I have told you before, this is a factor in our timing. To see her gut-wrenching tears is almost too much for me. I wish to visit each and every one of them, but they must go through a process of preparation. Oh, Lord, you're sovereign. Can you not just do one visit and visit them in a way that they'll never forget? They look at me and long for what you've given me, which has been for their benefit that they might press in. My child, I can and will at the appropriate time for each of them, but I desire them to obey what they know is being asked of them first. It is very simple, Claire. I'm not asking a lot, am I? No, Lord, you're not. Those who love me, obey me, and those who seek me with their whole heart shall surely find me. And that's the end of the message.